A collection of emails from the SGC archives. The Wangi Wormhole Remix. Written by Beatrice Otter. A Stargate SG-1 fanfic. Rating: General Audiences. Read by
Jop S. Jaconia.
Stargate in My Basement as Vala Maldoran.
Jitania as Lieutenant Brandon Jefferson.
Aether Eyes, Cameron Mitchell.
Pasa Salt as Teal'c.
Literarian as Daniel Jackson.
A Mistborn Hero as Lieutenant Manuel Rivera.
God of Laundry Baskets as Dr. Barry Stanislavski.
Evie Lucas as Samantha Carter.
Black Glass as Captain Tisha Whitehall.
Cookie Mom 6067 as Dr. Tori Delano.
Devil with a Bird Dress as General Landry.
From Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. To Vala, vala.maldoran@us.af.mil. Subject, living off base. I don't care how many different types of spaceship you can fly. If you want a driver's license, you're gonna have to go to the DMV and get a permit, like everyone else. If you're nice to her, Carter may teach you how to drive. If you're very nice to her, she might let you drive her car. Or Teal'c. Teal'c's got his license, and being unflappable is pretty useful for a driving instructor. I wouldn't ask Daniel if I were you. What the hell did you do recently to make him that mad? Nick's on the apartment too. Teal'c's been here 9 years longer than you, and he still lives on base. I trust him to stay out of trouble. You go looking for it. I'm not turning you loose on an unsuspecting planet without a keeper. At least not a friendly unsuspecting planet. Definitely not my own. Major General Jack O'Neill, the Pentagon. From Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. To Vala, vala.maldoran@us.af.mil. Subject, living off base. Seriously, that's your response to not getting your way, bad slash pawn about my alter ego? Why put that much effort into something you don't even bother to spell correctly? I mean, word spell check's a piece of crap, but even it should be able to figure out that warrior is spelled with two R's. And you know as well as I do that anyone that badly injured is not going to be up for anything. Not to mention how out of character everyone is. Major General Jack O'Neill, the Pentagon.
From Vala, vala.maldoran@us.af.mil. To Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. Subject: My dear Dr. Levant. This chapter was the first idea I had for this fic, not a response to your petty tyranny. I'm 39 chapters in. It's not about you. Cam is teaching me how to drive, and I've almost got muscles to agree to be my roommate in an apartment off campus. He can be your watchdog just as well there as here in the mountain, you killjoy. And what else am I to do with Sam gone to that tech conference and my Daniel buried in his books? The team hasn't been on a mission in a week and a half, and I am bored. You think all loving is OOC, but I, and quite a few very lovely people, many of them working in this very base, see lots and lots of chemistry between Danning and Levant. Maybe you're protesting too much. If my Daniel wasn't madly in love with me, even if he tries to hide it, I'd be jealous. If you don't like it, you're welcome not to read it. I'm going to keep on writing it. As for the spelling and such, You know the gate translators don't work on the written word. You may hear me speak your provincial language like a native, but I'm not. If I hadn't heard Daniel complain about your reports so often, I'd offer to let you correct my typos if you'll explain to me some of the weird grammar rules that make absolutely no sense. Earther language is bizarre. Valam Aldaran.
From Lieutenant Brandon Jefferson, brandon.jefferson@us.af.mil. To Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. Vala.maldoran@us.af.mil. Subject: Content of official emails. Sir, ma'am, please remember that these are official email addresses for official SGC/Air Force related business only. I realize how important Wormhole Extreme is, but please use your personal emails for it. Remember that all official emails get stored forever on our servers, and that emails with certain key phrases get automatically flagged for us to review. Project Blue Book Technical Security.
From Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell. Cameron.Mitchell@us.af.mil. To Teal'c. Teal'c.Chulak@Peterson.af.mil. Subject: Vala's latest. Teal'c, Lieutenant Foreman just told me General O'Neill and Vala got into it in the comments to Vala's latest. I know you follow her stuff, but I didn't know O'Neill did. Funny, I thought he'd be the fingers in the ears, la 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 la, I'm not listening type, at least for the slash. On the other hand, I'd expect Daniel to be all over it, analyzing the social and cultural implications of it, and he just tries to ignore it. Maybe because Vala is such an outspoken Levin girl? Anyway, I checked myself and the threat's been deleted. What happened? Cam.
From Teal'c. Teal'c.Chulak@Peterson.af.mil. To Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell. Cameron.Mitchell@US.af.mil. Subject. Reply. Vala's latest. Colonel Mitchell, the screen caps which you seek are attached. Teal'c of Chulak.
From Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell. Cameron.Mitchell@us.af.mil. To Teal'c. Teal'c.Chulak@Peterson.af.mil. Subject: Vala's latest. Teal'c, you are the man! That is awesome. Although some of those fangirls scare me. Is it bad I can't tell if they're being serious or ironic? I mean, they're so out there they have to be joking. Or maybe on something. I don't read fanfic myself, man, but there's gotta be something better out there. Too bad it's all been taken down. This epic smackdown General O'Neill brought should get preserved for posterity. Cam. From Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell. Cameron.Mitchell@us.af.mil. To Dr. Daniel Jackson. Daniel.Jackson@Peterson.af.mil. Subject: Vala and General O'Neill. Jackson, have you seen this? Cam.
From Dr. Daniel Jackson. Daniel.Jackson@Peterson.af.mil. To Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. Subject: Is Washington really that bad? Jack: Are you really that bored that you have to take it out on a bunch of obsessed strangers online? Though I give you points for style, you seem to have gotten more eloquent in Washington. All those diplomatic functions, maybe? Daniel.
From Teal'c. Teal'c.Chulak@Peterson.af.mil. To Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell. Cameron.Mitchell@us.af.mil. Subject: Reply, reply, reply. Vala's latest. Colonel Mitchell, As I have screen caps, this need not be lost to the Thackerays of the internet. In addition, have you observed a recent continuation at O'Neill's Life Journal? The entry is 2_ls.lifejournal.com/41776.html. There is a place called FandomWank, http://www.journalfan.net/community/fandom_wank/. Or such things may be preserved for posterity and the amusement of many. I have considered writing up this altercation, but I am not sure that my style would be appropriate for such a venue.
From Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. To Dr. Daniel Jackson, daniel.jackson@peterson.af.mil. Subject: yes, it is. Daniel, the Chinese are stirring up trouble in the IOA again, and we're getting rumors that another branch of the trust is rearing its ugly head. Not to mention a new junior senator on the Appropriations Committee who is an idiot and doesn't think the Ori are all that bad, and doesn't think the Wraith could possibly make it to Earth. I can't yell at them. Random idiots online, however, another matter. I miss the days when I could shoot my enemies. Major General Jack O'Neill, the Pentagon.
From Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell, cameron.mitchell@us.af.mil. To Teal'c, teal'c.chulak@peterson.af.mil. Subject, Fandom Wank. Teal'c: sure, what the hell. I'll do it. It's not like we can do anything much besides paperwork with Carter off having fun on the Air Force's dime. Fandom Wank looks like an interesting place. Looks like it'll be the first wormhole extreme report about or by the people the show's actually based on. Makes sense, I guess, for all that WX is a big deal on base. Usually the cattiness on base is in person, not online. Colonel Cameron Mitchell.
From Lieutenant Brandon Jefferson, brandon.jefferson@us.af.mil. To Lieutenant Colonel Cameron Mitchell, cameron.mitchell@us.af.mil. Teal'c.chulak@peterson.af.mil. Subject: content of official emails. Sirs, please remember that these are official email addresses for official SGC/Air Force-related business only. Remember that all official emails get stored forever on our servers, and that emails with certain key phrases get automatically flagged for us to review. Wormhole Extreme is one of them. That's what personal email addies are for. Project Blue Book Technical Security.
From Lieutenant Manuel Rivera, manuelrivera@us.af.mil. To Dr. Barry Stanislavski, barry.stanislavski@peterson.af.mil. Subject: what the fuck? Barry: what the fuck, man? I know the general's got a great handle on sarcasm, which, let me tell you, in that way, if no other, Dunning's just a pale imitation of the real thing. But what he said about Bala? That's cold, man. That's ice cold. She is an alien. She's been on our planet less than a year. In that time, she's learned to write our language well enough to be halfway through a story that big. There's Americans who grew up here who can't spell that well, either. And those fangirls? I betcha a lot of them are just kids. Hell, I know some of them are underage. General O'Neill is just jealous because she is on his old team and he is stuck flying a desk in Washington making nice with the IOA. Lieutenant Manuel Rivera, Cheyenne Mountain, Operational Complex.
From Dr. Barry Stanislawski, barry.stanislawski@peterson.af.mil. 2. Lieutenant Manuel Rivera, manuel.rivera@us.af.mil. Subject, re, WTF. Manny, have you actually read any of the fic? Any of it? Vala's Danning and Levant are so far out of character that they're from another universe. And there's so much about the military wrong. I can spot it. My only contact with you grunts is in the labs. She's working every day with whole mountains of soldiers. Airmen and Marines. There's just no excuse for it. The science is worse. I know she's got a better grasp of wormhole physics and interstellar craft than that. And while she's finding someone to go over the military details, take 10 minutes to do a damn spell check. As for those Levin girls, who follow her like she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, they're immature, whining wannabes with no concept of reality. If O'Neill's sarcasm can get them to open their eyes, or at least go away and be quiet, then he's doing the world a public service. Dr. Barry Stanislawski, Genyan Mountain Operational Complex.
From Lieutenant Brandon Jefferson, brandon.jefferson@us.af.mil. To Dr. Barry Stanislawski, barry.stanislawski@peterson.af.mil. Lieutenant Manuel Rivera, manuel.rivera@us.af.mil. Subject, content of official emails. Please remember that these are official email addresses for official SGC/Air Force related business only. Remember that all official emails get stored forever on our servers. WX is not an appropriate topic for official emails. Project Blue Book Technical Security.
From Lieutenant Colonel Sam Carter, samantha.carter@peterson.af.mil. To Dr. Daniel Jackson, daniel.jackson@peterson.af.mil. Subject, what's going on down there? Daniel, what the heck is going on down there? I leave for a week and a half and everything blows up. I just got an email from Bill Lee about having to reschedule lab time and reassign partners based on some argument about WX. Though I suppose I'll take online explosions over the real thing, at least in the mountain. I suppose it's a good thing everything's quiet enough people can fight about this. Lieutenant Colonel Samantha Carter.
From Dr. Daniel Jackson, danieljackson@peterson.af.mil. To Lieutenant Colonel Sam Carter, samantha.carter@peterson.af.mil. Subject, re, what's going on down there? Sam, I'm trying very hard to remain blissfully ignorant. Vala and Jack started it. Teal'c and Cam are fanning the flames. Frankly, that's more than I want to know. While they are bored enough to start World War III over a TV show, I'm finally getting somewhere on that tablet from P6X212. It's nice to have time to work through some of my backlog. Though, from what I've seen so far, I don't think it's going to have anything useful on it. I'm probably going to have to put some notes on it and set it aside for after we're done with the Ori. Assuming nothing else shows up to conquer the galaxy. Daniel.
From Captain Tisha Whitehall. tisha.whitehall@peterson.af.mil. To Dr. Tori Delano, tori.delano@us.af.mil. Subject, reply. I can't believe what General O'Neill said. Tori, Vala's a bitch who can't write. Just because Danning and Levant are hot together doesn't mean every story about them is worth reading. In fact, from what I can tell, it means that almost all stories about them are crap. And Vala? Vala's stories bring the average level of quality down, and her fans bring the average intelligence level of the whole planet down. They give women a bad name, and you know it. If I'd been in the general's shoes, I'd have gone farther. Captain Tisha Whitehall.
From Dr. Tori Delano. tori.delano@us.af.mil. To Captain Tisha Whitehall. tisha.whitehall@peterson.af.mil. Subject: I can't believe what you said. Tisha: Of course you're defending him. You military numbskulls always stick together. Your idea for empowering women is to cut them down if they don't agree with the great man, huh? Dr. Tori Delano.
From Lieutenant Brandon Jefferson, brandon.jefferson@us.af.mil. To SGC mailing list. Subject: Content of official emails. To all SGC personnel, official email is for official purposes only. That means things that relate to your jobs or defending the planet in some way, and Wormhole Extreme does not count. Remember that all official emails get stored forever on our servers, and that emails with certain key phrases are automatically flagged for us to review. Further violations will be reported. Project Blue Book Technical Security.
From Major General Hank Landry, hank.landry@us.af.mil. To SGC mailing list. Subject: Wormhole Extreme and Base Unity. To all SGC personnel, it has come to my attention that so-called fanish activities and conflicts are interfering with the efficiency of this base. I don't care what you do in your off time, people, but if you're slowing down operations, you're not only endangering the planet, you're annoying me. Lieutenant Cantrell will be reporting any further email violations directly to me, and department heads will report any altercations on their turf. If I hear about anything more, you don't want to know what's going to happen to everyone involved. Major General Hank Landry.
From Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. To Tiak, tiak.chulak@peterson.af.mil. Subject: How's it hangin'? Tiak, old buddy, I'll be arriving at the SGC for an inspection in 2 days. What's the tactical situation? Major General Jack O'Neill, the Pentagon.
From Teok. teok.chulak@peterson.af.mil. To Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. Subject: Reply. How's it hanging? O'Neill: Things are quiet. Although the Ori advance continues, they are not currently interfering with us or any of our allies. The Lucian Alliance is also occupied elsewhere. Teok.
From Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. To Tiak, tiak.chulak@peterson.af.mil. Subject: how's it hangin'? Tiak, I meant on base, not... Never mind. Major General Jack O'Neill, the Pentagon.
From Major General Hank Landry, hank.landry@us.af.mil. To Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. Subject: Your upcoming visit. Jack: You sure stirred things up here. Can't you postpone your visit until things die down? I've got a base to run, and now it feels more like a high school than a military installation. I've got a lid on things for now, but don't make things worse. This is my base now. I'm the one responsible for the defense of the planet. I'd appreciate if you didn't make my job harder. Major General Hank Landry.
From Vala. vala.maldoran@us.af.mil. 2. Jack O'Neill, jonathan.o'neill@us.af.mil. Subject: Aren't explosions fun? Well, that was fun. The next time things get boring, I must remember to invite you, Jack. Nothing like a foothold situation to get the excitement going. Although now all that lovely gossip has died down, and the emails are much less entertaining the second time around when you know how it's going to end. My next chapter comes out in a week. Vala Maldoran. Title: Star-Crossed. Chapter 39 out of Unknown. Author: Mrs. Levant. Fandom: Wormhole Extreme. Pairing: Lev Ng. Is there any other? Wink emoticon. Summary: Dr. Nick Levant is captured and tortured by enemy aliens. Will Colonel Jim Danning be able to tell him how he really feels? As he looked on Nicky's twisted body, Jim could not believe he had ever thought he could deny his undying passion for his sweet, brave archaeologist. His heart was palpitating in his chest, and he knew he could fight this passion no longer. He cursed the cruel Air Force that his pure and perfect love must remain hidden now and forevermore. He cursed the Klonopticans who had so mistreated his Nicky. He longed to gather his beloved in his arms and kiss every hurt away. As if in answer to the rending of his heart, Nicky's blue orbs fluttered open. At first they darted around as if he was unsure what was going on, but then they settled on Jim, and Nicky's bruised lips curved in a smile. "I knew you would find me," he said. "Of course," Jim replied. "How could I let my own heart be killed? I would have died myself if I couldn't save you." "You do love me," Nicky exclaimed. "I thought you didn't." "I can't fight this any longer," the Air Force officer sighed. "I love you, and I'd marry you if I could." "Oh, Jim, I thought you'd never say it." They kissed. It was such a kiss, Jim could almost forget they were in the middle of a combat zone, with enemy warriors all around them looking for them. Now that they were home, and Nicky was finally out of the infirmary, Jim brought him to his own house for his convalescence. Was it wrong to hope that Jim would be injured a lot in the future so they'd have this excuse to be together? The sex alone would be worth it. Nicky's turgid member was larger than his own, and it felt so good, like velvet over steel. The end.